Hey, hey, you're listening to Stop the Scroll, a social media marketing podcast, and I'm your host, Heidi Schmidt. I'm a social media strategist and agency owner with over 15 years of marketing experiences helping businesses grow online. We'll be diving into what you need to know so that you can show up confidently online without the overwhelm. Get your notebook ready to jot down some amazing marketing gems and let's dive into it. Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of Stop the Scroll, your social media podcast led by Heidi Schmidt, agency owner and social media strategist extraordinaire. That's me. Anyhow, something that I talk with every client about and every prospect, we always get to talking about social media strategy. Because ultimately, what everyone wants to know is, how the heck do you win online? How do you win at social media? And there's a little bit of a strategy behind it. There is. There really, really is. So when I put together a social media strategy for a client, usually it's like five sections. Like if I'm doing like a longer roadmap, you know, I have strategy sessions where we can just hash it out and then I'll send like follow-up. But when you do like a social media roadmap or like a longer form social media strategy, what actually goes into it? So that's what we're going to talk about today. So I always start my social media strategies and strategy sessions with, who the heck are you? And what's your value add? Why should someone care about who you are and what you do? What makes you different from the person like down the street, from your competitor? Why you? That's what we want to answer. So once we get that right, and you know, I usually, if I'm talking to someone, I'm like, all right, this is what you do. This is your value add. This is what makes you unique. You know, you always want to have that unique. It's really like your brand position. And I call it your value statement. Why would someone want to work with you? What differentiates you? Once we kind of get that down, then we're going to go into like, I always kind of talk a little bit about the metrics. Like, how do we measure success here? Because there's marketers drown in data. There is so much data out there for marketers, and literally you can drown in it. It was a few years ago that I went to Inbound up in Boston, led by HubSpot. And there was a session that I went to that was literally like how to decipher all of the data and how to tell stories from the data, because there's a lot of like slaying the data dragon. I think that's what it was called. I don't know. I'd have to go back and look. But slaying that data dragon, like we do not need to know every ounce of data. I mean, as marketers, yes, we care about the website bounce rates. From a social media perspective, there is a marketer out there that does more analytics. And yes, they care. They care a lot. You hear a lot about that kind of stuff. Cost per million, if you're doing ads. There are so many metrics out there that we could drown in. So I break it down for my clients. Like, this is what we're going to measure at each phase of the marketing journey, from your awareness stage to your engagement stage. Like, how do you actually measure engagement? Because no one gives you that percentage. I mean, I'm sure there is social media content planners out there that do, but how do you actually know? What do you look for? You know, you look for saves, you look at likes, you look at shares, you look at those things. And there are some platforms that do a better job at sharing those metrics than others. But we look at those and you measure the likes, you measure the shares, and you kind of divide that by how many unique accounts you reached. And that gives you a rough estimate of your engagement rate. There's also other tools that will do it for you. But you want to know, because industry-wise, we look for a 2 to 6% engagement rate. And that's kind of a quote-unquote healthy engagement rate. So then we look at, you know, how do you actually measure conversions on social media? Well, we measure traffic to your website. We measure, okay, are we getting DMs? And it's different for every business. Those are kind of the top two, like website clicks. You can look at your Google Analytics to see traffic from social media. So each brand is different in the metrics that you're going to analyze. And when we do a strategy, we tend to look like, okay, these are the metrics that are really going to matter for you. From there, we deep dive. We deep dive into your audience because ultimately, it really, really, once you kind of know your brand positioning, your value add, what differentiates you from your competitors, you want to know who you're marketing to. I've said this before, if you think that you're marketing to everyone, you are actually marketing to no one. And I've worked with clients who are like, oh no, it's really like any woman or man who would want my services. No, that's wrong. That is 100% wrong. Like, you know your ideal audience, whether or not you can pinpoint who that is. But when we do an audience deep dive, we look at what they need. What is sparking their interest in you? What is making them search for you? We look at their pain points. What problems do you solve for them? Are there problems that you solve? Or ideally, yes, everyone solves some sort of problem, whether you're a product, whether you're a service offering. You know, I solve the problem for busy business owners who want to outsource their social media because they are overwhelmed. They need someone to do it for them. That's my audience. Most of them are women-owned businesses, usually in like the at least six-figure range, sometimes seven figures. And they want to have confidence that it's just taken care of. So when you think about your audience, you want to think about what's the problem that I'm solving for them? Why do they need me? Because for my audience, like, they want to spend time doing the actual work. They want to spend time with their clients. They want to spend time doing the work that they're passionate about. They don't want to spend time posting on Instagram each day. And they probably overthink their content. A lot of my clients used to. And then you kind of get into the demographics, because demographics tell us a lot about where they hang out online, like their age. Like, if you are marketing to the Zoomers, to Gen Z, like, you need to be on TikTok. You don't need to be on Facebook. So demographics tell us a lot about where you need to be on social media. You don't need to be everywhere. You do not need to be everywhere. I promise you, if you think that you need to be on all of the social media platforms, I promise you, you do not. You don't. Straight up. But knowing their demographic, knowing their age range, it tells us a lot about their internet activities, like how they spend time online. Like, okay, yeah, they're probably on Facebook, but what are they actually doing there? So we deep dive into that because demographics matter. And then we talk about, you know, what are the marketing challenges for this specific audience? What are the challenges that we're going to have reaching them? Is it going to be a trust thing? Because then we need to have a lot of trust building content. Is it going to be just reaching them because there's a lot of competitors in the space? Okay, well, we need to consider that also. So that's why we deep dive into your audience. From there, we do a little SWOT analysis because we always want to look a little introspectively, your strengths, your weaknesses, your opportunities, and your threats, especially for the opportunities. Opportunities give us like, okay, you know, here are some, whether it's internal opportunities, like, oh, I could grow my team, or external opportunities, like, oh, people are really talking about this. You know, like, if you're a political candidate, your opportunity is that, hey, it's an election year. I don't know. Just throwing that one out there. Threats, like, okay, political candidate Jane Doe, like, Facebook has changed their algorithm so people can opt out of political content. So that's a big threat. You know, digital advertising is going to be your friend because otherwise people ain't going to see your content. So that's why we do a SWOT analysis, because we really want to look introspectively at what are the challenges that you're overcoming? What are you really good at? Like, oh, I'm really great at taking my own content, but I'm just not great at posting it. I have clients who really love giving testimonials, but I don't do anything with them. You know, like, those are strengths. Strengths is having that engaged audience, or strengths is, hey, I have a really strong email list, you know? Opportunities is I don't email that audience regularly, so that's an opportunity for me to re-engage them. Think about it like that. And then we do a kind of market analysis. I tend to look at 3 to 4 competitors. 3 to 5 is really the sweet spot. And we look at who is really big in your industry and what are they doing? What's like top of the industry? What do you aspire to be? Who, if you could be anyone in your industry, like, and have their audience, like, let's look at what they're doing, because we want to do that, but we want to do it better because that's an opportunity for us. Who are kind of your more direct competitors? Like, are they mid-sized companies? Do they have mid-sized audiences? We want to look at those too. And then looking at kind of the smaller people who might become threats if they grow. So I look at all of those. I really look at what they are doing well. I look at what they could be doing better. And I look at what are people engaging with? Because ultimately, we want to be talking about things because these competitors probably have similar audiences to you. So you want to be thinking about what is the content that they're putting out there that's getting really great engagement? Because we want to know that, you know, that's what people are talking about in your industry. After that, we really dive into the content pillars. And, you know, when you think about social media content, we often think about it from like engaging and entertaining and informational and converting. Like, those are content types. Those are not your content pillars. Your content pillars are what specifically is relatable to your business. So like for me, my content pillars are, I tend to write about email marketing, I tend to write about content marketing, and I tend to write about social media. And sometimes I write about like organization stuff because being an entrepreneur is hard. And I know that my audience relates to that. So how do you keep yourself organized to do all the marketing things? Those are really my content pillars. So I have one client who is a psychotherapist, and her content pillars are her about us, you know, sharing her practitioner, sharing her services, all that kind of stuff. Like that top level, like this is us. And their brand name is the content pillar. And then they have their, you know, service one and people who would benefit from that service, you know, it's like an IOP thing. And so sobriety and really hard challenges that they're overcoming, those kind of things, that's a content pillar. And then family and just overall mental health is another content pillar. So like generic mental health stuff, inspirational stuff, things that are going to make people just feel better. That's just kind of an example. That's not actually all of her content pillars. But when you think about content pillars, you want to think about those topics that really relate back to your business. And then under those content pillars, that's when you have the entertaining and the educational and things that are going to convert. So those are your content pillars. And we deep dive into those in strategy sessions. Whenever I have a strategy session with a client, I tend to give them like, hey, here are some examples of your content pillars and content topics and all that kind of fun stuff. So once you have that, oftentimes I will give some best practices as well. Really the content pillars and the content ideas are the meat and bones of any social media strategy, because you want to know what to post about, right? Like if you're hiring someone to do your social media strategy, you're like, I don't know what to post. I don't know how to do this social media thing. I don't know how to be successful at it. Like where do I even begin? So that's the meat and bones. And anyone who tells you differently is don't work with them. Anyone who offers social media strategies that I've seen in the industry, always, always, always talk about content pillars and content ideas and all that stuff, because that's really the meat and bones, like I said. Obviously, there's engagement best practices. I tend to share all that stuff with my clients. Usually, if they're coming to me for a strategy, they're not interested in outsourcing. So, but they want to know what to do. Like, what do I do? What do I do? So I always tell them, like, here are the best practices. Here are the best times to post. Here are the best content formats to post. Here's the content that's going to perform well. Here are reels, you know? If there was someone who wanted to come to me and was like, hey, I don't know how to be successful at Reels. Can you help me find some audio and come up with some ideas? Absolutely, I would 100% do that. It's not really included in my social media strategies, but it could be. It all depends on where you want to spend your time and where you want to spend your effort. Because as my business coach says, you're in charge of two things, your attitude and your effort. But in the marketing space, you are in charge of two things. You are in charge of your time and the effort. So making time for marketing, making time for yourself to market your business is a BFD. And if you're not doing that, then you're not doing the things. So you need to make time for yourself, and you're in charge of the effort that you put in when you do set aside that time. What is going to get you the most bang for your buck? Like, what's going to have the most opportunity to deliver you results? So I always end my social media strategies with recommended next steps. Like, hey, what are the recommended next steps? Okay, start with a content calendar. Start with map out your first month of content. If there's things that need to be done on the website to really like, hey, your social media networks aren't even on your website. Like, put them on your website. Audit your accounts. That's another thing that I try to include in my social media strategies. It's kind of an audit of, you know, whether it's your Instagram account, whether it's your LinkedIn account, like what are kind of some of the best practices that you're missing out on? Like, is your Instagram profile not optimized? Does it not even have the keyword of the service or the product that you offer? Because all of that matters. You know, that's top level stuff that matters intensely to your social media presence. So that's really what goes into a social media strategy. If you have never thought about a strategy, I encourage you to just kind of like do that exercise. I have a social media strategy planner linked in the show notes. Feel free to download it. It kind of gives you some ideas. It walks you through some of those exercises, gives you some questions to answer about your audience. It gives you a place to kind of come up with some content ideas, all that kind of fun stuff. So download it in the show notes. And as always, thank you so much for listening. I am super excited to be here, and I'm super grateful for you taking the time to spend time listening to me talk about my favorite thing in the world, which is marketing. As always, leave a review, follow the show, follow me on Instagram at Heidi Schmidt Creative, and tune in next week for another episode of Stop the Scroll.